وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيك حضرة مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and blessings on you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue taking the service of his deen from you and grant you good health. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, speaking about the rewards for good deeds, today we discuss istighfar. Hazrat Mu'az radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever says the following three times after the Fajr and Asr Salat, his sins will be expiated from him, even if they are equal to the foam of the sea. And the dhikr is as follows. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. I repeat. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. This must be read three times. I seek forgiveness from Allah, apart from whom there is none worthy of worship. He is the ever-living, the self-subsisting. I turn to him in repentance. Hazrat Umara ibn Shabib al-Sabai narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever says the following after the Maghrib Salah, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will send fully armed angels for him who will guard him against Shaitan till the next morning. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will record 10 good deeds which ensure entry into paradise in his favor, wipe out 10 evils which ensure destruction in hellfire, and he will receive a reward equal to that of freeing 10 believing slaves. And the zikr is as follows, and we discussed it yesterday as well, the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamd. وَهُوَ حَيُّ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ There is none worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partner. His is the kingdom. To Him is all praise. And He has power over everything. Now we discuss the chapter on nafil, optional salat. The reward for offering optional salat at home. Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, offer your salah in your houses, for surely the most superior salah of a person is in his house, except for the compulsory salah. Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any of you completes his salah in his masjid, he should set aside some of his salah for his house. For surely Allah Jalla Jalaluhu places goodness in his house on account of his salah which he offers in his house. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the similitude of the house in which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is remembered, and that which in which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is not remembered, is like the living and the dead. Abdullah ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is more superior, salah in my house or salah in the masjid? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, do you not see my own house, how close it is to the masjid? Yet I prefer offering salah in my house to offering it in the masjid, unless it is a compulsory salah. The reward for he who safeguards 12 rakats in a day and night. Umm Habiba binti Abi Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, a Muslim who offers 12 rakats optional salah, apart from the compulsory salah, for the sake of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu in a day and night, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu builds a house for him in paradise, or a house is built for him in paradise. Imam At-Tirmidhi rahmatullah alayhi narrates the above with the following addition. 4 rakats before Zuhr Salat, Sunnati Muakkadah. 2 rakats after Zuhr, Sunnati Muakkadah. 2 rakats after Maghrib, 2 rakats after Isha, and 2 rakats before Fajr. This will constitute the 12 rakats. Now we discuss the reward for 2 rakats of Fajr. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 2 rakats of Fajr are better than the world and whatever is in it. Another narration states, the two rakats of Fajr are more beloved to me than the entire world. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates, a person asks, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me of a deed with which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will benefit me. He said, be particular with 2 rakats of Fajr, for there is much virtue in them. Another narration states, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, do not leave out the 2 rakats before the Fajr Salah, for there are objects of desire in them. The rewards for offering 4 rakats before Zuhr and 4 rakats after Zuhr. Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever safeguards 4 rakats before Zuhr and 4 rakats after, that is now the 2 sunnati mu'akkada after the faras and 2 nawafil. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will make him unlawful to the hellfire. A narration of Imam An-Nasai rahmatullahi states, the hellfire will never touch him. Abdullah ibn As-Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to offer 4 rakats after midday before the Zuhr Salah. And he said, it is a time when the doors of the heavens are open, and I like that a good deed of mine should go up at that time. Al-Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who offers 4 rakats before Zuhr is as though he offered them at night as Tahajjud Salah. He who offers them after the Isha Salah is as though he offered them on Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, 4 rakats before Zuhr, but after midday, well, that's when the time of Zuhr sets in, are counted as 4 rakats of Tahajjud. Every single creation glorifies Allah Jalla Jalaluhu at that time. He then recited this verse, يَتَفَيَّأُ ظِلَالُهُ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَالشَّمَائِلِ سُجَّدًا لِلَّهِ وَهُمْ دَاخِرُونَ. Their shadows incline from right and left, prostrating before Allah, and they are in submission. Thoban radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to like offering salah after midday. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked him, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I see you like offering salah at this time. He replied, the doors of the heavens are opened at this time, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu looks at his creation with mercy. It is the salah which Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam were particular about. As Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala narrated, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the doors of the heavens are open for 4 rakats in which there is no salam that are offered before Zuhr, which means that the salah was offered as a complete unit of 4 rakats with one salam at the end, and not as two rakats and then another two rakats, which could necessitate two salams. Anyway, Abu Ayyub radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the doors of the heavens are open for four rakats in which there is no salam that are offered before Zuhr. And these are sunnat muakkada. At-Tabarani rahimahullah also narrates the above, but as follows, Abu Ayyub said, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to live with me, I saw him constant in offering four rakats before Zuhr, and he said, when the sun passes its meridian, the doors of the heavens are open, and they are not closed till the Zuhr Salah is offered. I therefore like that a good deed be raised for me at that time. Qabus narrates from his father saying, my father sent a message to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asking her, which Salah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam liked the most to be offered constantly? And she replied, he used to offer four rakats before Zuhr, standing in that salah for a long time and performing the bowing and prostrating postures beautifully. Now we find that there's immense rewards for doing the small a'mal which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And if you view it just like Laylatul Qadr, you know, that the previous nations, you know, during the time of the Bani Israel had very, very long lifespans. So they could make ibadat for long periods of time, whereas the Ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ have very much shorter lifespans. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them all these bonuses. And, you know, we will cling to these things. We will be building our akhirah. And Allah's mercy is just searching out for us that we involve ourselves in this a'mal, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can shower His rahmah and mercy upon us and reward us accordingly. Now the rewards for offering four rakats before Asr Salah. I must say, as far as the four rakats of Asr Salah, many of us, you know, it seems like it doesn't even exist because we're just going to the masjid and perform four rakats for us. Now after listening to the rewards of these four rakats, inshallah, we must try and endeavor to go to the masjid a little earlier and read these four rakats before Asr Salat as well, even though they are not sunnati muakkada. So Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, may Allah show mercy to the person who offers four rakats before the Asr Salat. Imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam making such a beautiful dua. Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, he who offers four rakats before the Asr Salah, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will make his body unlawful to the hellfire. Subhanallah. Habiba binti Abi Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever safeguards four rakats before the Asr Salah, the hellfire will not touch him. Ali radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, my followers will continue walking on earth with definite forgiveness as long as they offer these four rakats before the Asr Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the opportunity of trying to be punctual on these four salahs. Knowing the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the Noble Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, and we have not created jinn and mankind for any other purpose but they make ibadat. So we should focus on this ibadat, you know, and draw closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try and take every opportunity to acquire the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and these immense rewards that are spoken of in the hadith by our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite grace and mercy give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.